This is A Pirate's Life for Me. Each week, we'll highlight East Carolina alumni achievements from around the Pirate Nation. And now, from the studios of Pirate Radio 1250 in Uptown Greenville, here are your hosts, Paul Clifford and Denise Walsh.
Good morning, Pirate Nation, and welcome to A Pirate's Life for Me. I'm Paul Clifford.
And I'm Denise Walsh. We're your co-hosts on A Pirate's Life for Me. This is the show for true pirate fans, and we invite you to tune in weekly for ECU news, interviews with your fellow classmates, and pirates across the nation. We look at how alumni are impacting their communities and the lives of others through their professions and activities.
We got a great show today, Denise, and we'll be talking with Ed Watkins, NASCAR jackman with Everham Motorsports.
And we're a week away from the first home game when we face Duke at Dowdy-Ficklin. And if you haven't heard about it already, ECU Athletics is asking everyone to participate in Purple Fridays.
That's right. All Pirate fans, show your Purple Pirate pride and wear your purple on Fridays and Saturdays this fall. We want to see the car flags, house flags, car magnets, T-shirts, everything you have that has purple, put it on and show your pride. Let's get this thing going.
That's right. Whether you're at work or heading out to Freeboot Fridays, we want to see you in your purple attire. If you can wear it, we want to see it purple. Paul, let's see. I think I also heard about if someone's wanting to travel home to Greenville. What was that?
Sure. Well, we have this special deal with American Airlines. We want to let Pirate fans know that they can get a 5% discount for air travel to select games. Visit PirateAlumni.com for more information about the special deal from American Airlines. Check the news section for details and the travel codes.
Let's go to the ECU News Bureau to hear the latest in ECU news from Nancy McGillicuddy and Erica Lazur.
Thanks a lot, Denise. This week, we welcome back 23,500 students who returned to class, making it the largest enrollment in history. Chancellor Steve Ballard welcomed back students and faculty during convocations this week and outlined a few goals for ECU's future. It looks like we're going to have a performing arts center for ECU in the entire region. The chancellor said he wants the center to help East Carolina and Greenville become known as a mecca of the arts. He also proposed a health sciences center that would include a dental school. Now, the feasibility of a dental school is something that came up for approval during the July Board of Trustees meeting. So the planning's really in its infancy, but the interest is definitely there.
Erica? Okay. Thanks, guys. Those of you who ride the bus, especially late at night around campus, could feel a little safer this semester. Two new East Carolina buses are now equipped with cameras. The buses are part of a pilot project introduced this fall by ECU Transit Services. If results prove positive, ECU Transit Advisor Scott Alford says it's possible more buses could be equipped with cameras in the future. And speaking of heightened security on campus, a new security studies minor at East Carolina will give students in the East a frontline perspective on the challenges facing the nation. Program coordinator Carmine Scavo says there is a growing demand for workers to understand the emerging threats and how military and defense systems work. The security studies minor now promises to help East Carolina students become well-versed in this growing field, no matter what their major, and a full master's degree in security studies is planned for the next school year. Back to you, Paul and Denise.
Thanks for that report from the ECU News Bureau. We'll be back in a couple minutes with Ed Watkins, class of 98, NASCAR jackman.
East Carolina alumni, you may be able to save on the high cost of auto and home insurance through Liberty Mutual's Group Savings Plus program. The East Carolina Alumni Association and Liberty Mutual have teamed up to offer attractive discounts on both auto and home insurance. To take advantage of these discounts and competitive rates, call the local Liberty Mutual office today, toll free at 800-835-0894. Please mention this announcement when you call.
This is Paul Clifford, Associate Vice Chancellor for Alumni Relations at East Carolina, letting all Pirates know about one of the greatest benefits of being a member of the Pirate Nation. Do you want to lower and simplify your monthly student loan payments? Contact the ECU Alumni Loan Consolidation Program toll-free at 866-924-4491 or online at ecualum-studentloans.com. Lock in fixed rates, possibly lower your monthly payment, and choose from a variety of flexible flexible repayment plans. Sign your application online with e-signature or speak to a loan counselor who will guide you through the consolidation steps. Worried about your student loan debt? Call a dedicated ECU loan counselor toll-free at 866-924-4491 or visit online at www.ecualum-studentloans.com to consolidate your student loan debt. Go Pirates! Pirate Pulse, the official e-newsletter of the East Carolina Alumni Association, keeps you connected to ECU. Sent on the first of each month, Pirate Pulse includes ECU news, alumni event information, takes a look back at the history of ECU, features alumni achievement, and much, much more. Bring ECU to your inbox and sign up today for Pirate Pulse by visiting piratealumni.com. The East Carolina Alumni Association is your connection to ECU.
Yo. You're listening to A Pirate's Life for Me. Now, back to the show.
All right, welcome back to A Pirate's Life for Me. Today, we're excited to welcome Ed Watkins, East Carolina Class of 1998 graduate. Welcome, Ed.
Hey, how are you guys doing today? Pleasure to be on board.
Great. We're doing great. Good to have you. Ed is a former offensive lineman for the Pirates and is currently the jackman in the NASCAR pit crew for Everingham Motorsports. Ed actually works on the number 91 Stanley Tools Dodge driven by Bill Elliott, the 1998 Winston Cup champion. Ed, let's start at the beginning. Tell us how you became a Pirate, why you decided to attend East Carolina.
Well, I tell you, that's a good question. East Carolina University, I tell you, I think I've bled purple and gold since my early days. Through the high school days and during the recruiting when you're getting your major letters from different colleges and universities. East Carolina was one of them, and I tell you, there was a very special bowl game, the Peach Bowl, that was pretty much right when I was in my decision-making process, and saw the incredible game, the Peach Bowl game, and
that's great. Was that the 92 Peach Bowl game against NC State?
Correct, okay. And then paid a visit to East Carolina University, and It's a great location, awesome location. Eastern part of the state is definitely home for me, and I just wanted to be a Pirate. The program, the up and coming program, the reputation that East Carolina University had in terms of their football program and what we were able to put together, it was really, really wonderful being a part of that program and being a part of a team that was going out and whooping up on the Miamis and the Virginia Techs and West Virginias, and we played the Auburns and Tennessees, and that was a very, very special part of my life.
Ed, you played football while you were at ECU, and you majored in industrial technology.
Yes, I did.
Okay. And then, so can you tell us a little bit about maybe some of the people who helped influence your career to get you where you are today while you were at East Carolina, or how the experience here helped you find your path?
Sure. It's the academics and athletics at East Carolina University are a step ahead. It's one of the major college and universities in North Carolina as well as in the country. The coaching staff that we had at the time, as well as my parents, were a huge influence. The Coach Connors and all the different specific special position coaches that we had and so forth, as well as all the different different professors and teachers that we had at the university. I was very, very academic as well as athletic oriented. So when I entered into East Carolina University, I entered in from day one with a high emphasis on academics, and it's just really spawned into a successful post-football career afterwards.
Now, during the spring semester of your junior year at East Carolina, you were you started to work part-time on a NASCAR pit crew. Can you tell us how you got started with that, and has racing been a part of your life?
It really has. It really has. College football and NASCAR pit crew work is something I've watched and been in awe of since I was young. And With playing sports all through my life, I would go right in from one sport to the next. I'll go from football right into basketball right into baseball right into swimming. And the pit crew stuff and NASCAR was something I always watched and wanted to be a part of. I'd watch that in my free time. And once my eligibility with football was up at East Carolina University, I was able to start volunteering some time with Junior Donlay, with Donlay Racing during that Christmas break. You have a few weeks off during Christmas right after fall exams to catch up with the family and kind of get your batteries recharged for the big spring semester coming up. And I was able to volunteer some time during that winter. And shortly after we entered into the spring semester at East Carolina, I was able to get my schedule accordingly. So I had my classes in the morning and had basically open time in the afternoon. So I used that open time to travel from Greenville, North Carolina to Charlotte, North Carolina.
Wow.
And basically just went door to door and knocked on every race team in the Charlotte area, which is pretty much about 99% of all Nextel Cup and Busch Grand National shop locations is in the Charlotte area. And long story short, was able to connect with Hendrick Motorsports and with Ray Evernham, who was Jeff Gordon's crew chief at the time. And they wanted to take a look at this former East Carolina University football player. So I came in and went through some tryouts very similar to a lot of the agility work and strength work that we would do with football-oriented stuff. And basically just started from in the spring of 97 as a backup jackman on the DuPont car with Jeff Gordon. And it's just evolved since then and been with Ray Evernham since then, too, and is now a part of his race team and his race organization here with Dodge and Valvoline and Stanley here at Evernham Motorsports.
This is A Pirate's Life for Me. I'm Paul Clifford, and we're talking with Ed Watkins, jackman for the number 91 Stanley Tools Dodge driven by Bill Elliott. We're on the radio throughout much of eastern North Carolina now, and there's a lot of race fans who listen to the program. But for those folks who may not follow racing or follow NASCAR, tell folks what a jackman actually does.
I think a jackman is probably one of the most exciting positions, a part of the pit crew. He's pretty much it's really special to me because it falls in line as being pretty much your center and part of that offensive line. You know, your center, he comes up to that football, to that line of scrimmage, he's making the line calls, and pretty much the whole offense is feeding off of his point and off of his direction. That's a lot in terms of the way a jackman operates. Your jackman is the first guy off the wall. When that car comes in, there's a mark of, say, one stall away. When that car hits that one mark, that's when the jackman follows, and he is the first one off the wall because the car will come in between him and the wall. And then everyone else will follow. Your tire changers, your tire carriers, your gas man, catch can man will then proceed on with their responsibilities. But jackman starts the pit stop, and the jackman ends the pit stop with the drop of the car and unleash 750-plus horsepower.
There's a lot of correlation between working on a pit crew and playing football. I'm thinking of the 12 to 14 seconds of action, then with a long period for football, you go back to the huddle, you make your plan for the next play. It's similar to, there's a lot of correlation with racing.
Yeah, it very much is. There very much is. There is your peaks and off periods. You know, with football, you're on your offensive squad, and you have your offensive drive, and then you're off on the sidelines while the defense is on the field. So you have actually, you just like you said, your peaks of on time and off time, and just like a pit stop, you know, you've got your fuel windows of pretty much when the cars are out there running their green flag laps, that's your downtime. But you got to stay mentally focused and mentally ready because you never know when that caution comes out, and instantly that caution comes out, you got to be prepared and ready to go perform the 12, 13, 14-second pit stops that you spoke of.
Great.
Evernham Motorsports was recently featured in the Wall Street Journal. The article highlighted the intensity of working in a NASCAR pit, and from your description, it sounds, you know, I can't imagine. I'm sure it's very exciting to be there. And also the article talked about the importance of every second. Can you tell us how you prepare for race day, how you make every second count when you're there on the day of the race?
Sure, exactly. Preparation is really the big thing. And just like with pirate football, We would go through extensive preparation through film review, through your practices, as well as workouts, and that's very similar to the way we operate here at Everham Motorsports. We go through the film reviews. We've got practices, which are pretty much broken into. You've got your individual group-specific type drills where you're doing your specific drill work for your specific position, almost like when back at, I compare it to the days of playing football when the offensive line is in the chutes and they're driving the sled and going through each position and each specific line call. And then you go into your team stuff where you're actually doing your pit stop and your different choreography for different chassis adjustments and different scenarios that you may run into for that particular week of practice, which is very similar to when we would do teamwork when we had the offense and defense and the full squad out there going through different looks and preparing for each upcoming game.
You know, you mentioned some of the major teams when you were playing football here at East Carolina that you played against. You know, you mentioned Auburn and what it's like to go and play in front of 85,000 people at Auburn and to try to get ready for the noise. But talk a little bit about how you get prepared for the only way I can describe it is the absolute chaos that's going on in the pit area. How do you simulate that type of noise, that type of action, so that you're ready on race day?
Yeah, it is very intense. It is an adrenaline rush. In fact, so often after the pit stop, you try and look back at it and try to remember exactly what happened, what really took place, but you find yourself more reacting on natural instinct than anything else. And turn the 12, 13, 14 second pit stops, that is pretty much it's all instinct. If you find yourself thinking about it, you're going to be that one step behind. You're going to be that one split second behind. So it's very similar to when the ball is snapped off the line of scrimmage and the whole offensive line as one group is just exploding off that line of scrimmage, and you're in just, it's just all habit, all force of nature from pretty much the week-long practice, the week-long preparations, and preparing for that week's game.
Sounds like a lot of repetition and muscle memory.
It is. It really is, and it is. That's the one big thing is you really have to train yourself that you got to stay under control. You've got to pretty much just follow the preparations that you went through that particular week and through your training as at that position, and it just really it all comes together. Next thing you know, you're on the wall, and car's coming in. You're just going through the routine and drop the car, and it's a 12-second pit stop. You didn't think anything of it.
You're listening to A Pirate's Life for Me, and we're talking with Ed Watkins, member and Jack Mann of Everham Motorsports. This is your eighth season, I believe, with NASCAR Racing. Is that right? Would you say?
Yes, it is.
I imagine through those years you've probably got a lot of great stories. Can you share maybe the most memorable moment from when you were in the pit or something that really stands out in your mind?
Yeah, I tell you, and like you said, you were close to 40 races in one season, so there's, you know, everything where you're from one week to the other. You know, last week we were in Daytona, this week we'll be in Chicago. I'm helping with the Busch team, the Unilever number 6 Busch car. We're doing that as well as helping with the development of Erin Crocker, the new female driver that's coming into the sport of stock car racing. So we'll be in Kentucky on Friday. So there's all kinds of neat experiences in terms of right now that we're a part of. But I'd say really the one of the best experiences was seeing and being a part of Bill Elliott's Brickyard 400 win. And especially being a part of the very first win for Everham Motorsports at Homestead in 2001. That was our very first year, full-time year as a race team. And to win a Nextel Cup race our very first year was very rewarding.
You know, Ed, when you think of professional athletes and you think of folks who work in the professional sports fields like you do, I'm thinking of some of the drivers like a Bill Elliott or a Rusty Wallace, who are up in their mid to late 40s, approaching their 50s. And you know, with football players, there's that natural attrition, but as the body gets older that they're no longer to perform as they were when they were younger folks. But can you talk a little bit about the attrition and how is age a factor? Well, we see that it's possibly not as much of a factor with the drivers as it might be in maybe someone in your position.
Yeah, I tell you, it's, you know, an individual like the Bill Elliotts, the Mark Martins, the Dale Jarretts, the individuals that have really put in their dues and put in their time to NASCAR and to Nextel Cup Racing. It is unbelievable the stress and strain of A, the travel throughout the year, and B, the actual race day stress and strain, and what's behind the wheel, all the split second decisions that the driver's having to make throughout the course of, say, a 400, 500, 600 mile race, as well as pinpoint precision of hitting his marks on every lap, and you know, just reacting off an instinct when, you know, if a car was to spin out in front of them, instantly decide on which line to take. They're tremendous athletes.
You mentioned the travel, and I know the travel schedule has to be brutal. Is it a 10-month season that you run?
Yes, we run pretty much open the season. We run all, it's almost pretty much all year long. We open the season in February with the pretty much our Super Bowl. It's our Super Bowl for Nextel Cup Racing. It's the Daytona 500, and we run from February till late November at the conclusion of Homestead towards the end of November, and there's very few off weekends. I believe there's about three right now, and you know, the sport of Nextel Cup Racing and NASCAR is just growing, and you know, the different venues and exposure. Everybody wants to have a NASCAR Busch Grand National and Nextel Cup race in their town and city. So it's the year is not growing, but the dates are.
And talk to us a little bit more about the schedule. I mean, when a race fan takes a look at the schedule and they see you're in New Hampshire one week and the Poconos, and you're in Martinsville, and then you're in Las Vegas and Phoenix, and you're all over the place. I know they don't throw these cars on airplanes. How do you get the cars from place to place, and how do you make sure that you have the best car on race day? And I know, you know, the drivers probably hop in an airplane, but there's probably a good number of folks who stay with the car.
Yes, there is. We've got a full-time staff for all the teams here, with number 9, number 19, number 91. The Busch team and the development ARCA team too, and we shoot to be about 2 to 3 weeks out. So, you know, right now we're plugging the calendar, we're plugging the cars that will be at the racetrack in 2 weeks from now, 3 weeks from now, because when that truck comes back, when the transporter comes back from, say, Chicago this past weekend, when it comes back, the old Chicago car and all the equipment is pulled off. That car is either refurbished and turned around, or we've got a car sitting there ready to roll between sessions. So it's just a complete cyclical action of when that transporter is coming back from past weekend's race, new car, all the new equipment's heading back in there. So it's just basically these transport drivers, they're backing into the truck bay, they're unloading, and they're getting loaded right back up rather quickly, and then they're off to the next venue. And there's just so many more West Coast trips that they are on the road, I'd say, three-quarters of the year.
And can you tell us what your fastest time is? I know that in the pit for you personally, and then also for your pit crew.
Yeah, we've turned some high 10-second stops in practice. And one year, I remember when I was jackman with Jeremy Mayfield a few years back, we collected Benny Parsons' money. Benny Parsons was putting up get money from Benny. It was just a little fun thing that Benny did, the TV commentator, in terms of any pit crew that did a sub-13-second stop. He would put a few dollars in for the team, and did a big promotion for that. And we were one of the few teams in 2002 to turn a sub 13 second pit stop.
That's right. Now that's a full stop. That's full gas, four wheels.
That is exactly right. Mm-hmm. That is four tires and two cans of fuel.
That's great. Well, Ed, we want to thank you for visiting with us today and for calling into the show. And we just want to wish you luck and everything you do and everything you've been doing in the world of NASCAR. It just the Pirate Nation's proud of you, and we just want to say thank you for all you keep doing. And every time you get the chance to say that you're a pirate, we know you do it.
I appreciate it, Denise. I appreciate it, Paul. You know, I bleed purple and gold and always have, and East Carolina University. I'm very active with the Pirate Club and the Alumni Association, and unfortunately with the weekend's travels, I'm not able to see every Pirate football game, but I definitely tune in as much as I can and really, really enjoy being an active member and active supporter to East Carolina University and to Pirate football. And, you know, again, East Carolina University is very true and dear to me.
That's great. Thanks, Ed.
Thanks, Ed. Take care.
Yeah, I appreciate it, and y'all look forward to talking to y'all again soon.
We'll be right back after these messages. This is Paul Clifford, Associate Vice Chancellor for Alumni Relations at East Carolina, letting all Pirates know about one of the greatest benefits of being a member of the Pirate Nation. Do you want to lower and simplify your monthly student loan payments? Contact the ECU Alumni Loan Consolidation Program toll-free at 866-924-4491 or online at ecualum-studentloans.com. Lock in fixed rates, possibly lower your monthly payment, and choose from a variety of flexible repayment plans. Sign your application online with e-signature or speak to a loan counselor who will guide you through the consolidation steps. Worried about your student loan debt? Call a dedicated ECU loan counselor toll-free at 866-924-4491 or visit online at www.ecualum-studentloans.com to consolidate your student loan debt. Go Pirates!
East Carolina alumni, you may be able to save on the high cost of auto and home insurance through Liberty Mutual's Group Savings Plus program. The East Carolina Alumni Association and Liberty Mutual have teamed up to offer attractive discounts on both auto and home insurance. To take advantage of these discounts and competitive rates, call the local Liberty Mutual office today, toll free at 800-835-0894. Please mention this announcement when you call.
This is Beth Grant, and you are listening to A Pirate's Life for Me on Pirate Radio 1250.
Welcome back into the show. Thanks again to Ed Watkins, class of 98, for visiting with us this morning. It's great to hear what our alumni are accomplishing, especially folks who are doing some pretty interesting things working in the NASCAR world. Wildly popular sport NASCAR has become, and so thanks, Ed Watkins, for spending time with us this morning.
Well, it's 1 week until ECU beats Duke. I mean, the first home game kicks off.
That's right. In fact, for the first time on record, the alumni tailgate season is sold out thanks to the support of the Pirate Nation. But all the spaces at our tailgates for the whole season have been sold out. The response has been overwhelming.
Yeah, we've really had a phenomenal response this year's tailgate series. We apologize to those who can't be there, but we encourage you to come out to Free Boot, come to our open house at homecoming, and be sure to cheer on the Pirates, whatever you do. In case you are not in Greenville for the opening game next week, we have a slew of game watches that are going to be taking place on Saturday the 3rd. They are taking place in Florida, Jacksonville and Tampa, in Atlanta, D.C., Maryland, Louisville, Texas, and I hear that there are more being added as we speak. So check out piratealumni.com for the game watches near you.
That's right. Folks living in the Philadelphia area, I think one was just added late this week. So if you're listening online, PirateRadio1250.com. In the Tidewater, Virginia area, or in the Metro D.C., Washington, D.C. areas, make plans to attend one of the Alumni Chapter preseason kickoff gatherings. The Tidewater, Virginia event is today, Saturday, from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Crab Shack in Newport News. And the D.C. event takes place at Stella's in Arlington on Sunday from 4 to 6:30.
Be sure to start your football weekend right by wearing your purple and then coming out to Freeboot Fridays. We get started with that on September 2nd. It takes place from 5 to 8 p.m. down at the corner of 5th and Evans. So don't miss it. The band is Johnny and the Cadillacs.
That's right. Free Boot Friday at 5 to 8 on Fridays before the first four home games. We hope to see as many Pirates out there.
Next week we kick off the football season, and due to the early game, our show will air at a different time. It'll be a little bit earlier, and it may run again on Sunday, but you can check PirateAlumni.com for the archived version of the show after the weekend if you miss it on air. And we will be talking with Beth Grant, actress. It will be a great, great show, and you don't want to miss it.
Until next time, Pirate Nation, keep inhaling purple and exhaling gold. Go Pirates!
We're rascals, scoundrels, villains, and knaves. Drink up, me hearty, yo-ho. We're devils and flashy, pretty bad.